You are listening to Christian Audio's production of It Ain't Over Till It's Over, Persevere for Answered Prayers and Miracles in Your Life by R.T. Kendall. This book is read by Sean Grindell. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma. Originally published in English as It Ain't Over Till It's Over, Persevere for Answered Prayers and Miracles in Your Life. Copyright 2015 by R.T. Kendall. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Special Recommendation. One Sunday after church service, RT, his wife, a couple of friends and I jumped in a couple cars full of excitement to go see the great Yogi Berra. Now, I had known Yogi for over 20 years, but for some in our group, it would be their first and only chance to meet Yogi. Now, Yogi was getting up in age and physically had become weak. He was not the same Yogi we had seen on TV commercials or for some in a baseball uniform. No, he had become so weak by now that RT and I were the only visitors allowed to visit him that day. As we sat with Yogi in his room, we knew by first appearance our visit would be short. After about 5 minutes, Yogi was spent. He had had a rough night sleeping and needed to rest. But before he lay down to rest, he whispered something to me that was so fitting to the title of this book. He said, "I ain't got much time." I looked at RT, and he had heard it too. I was stunned. "What do you do?" We thought for sure he was saying, "That's it, I'm going to die." Not only die, but die that day. Well, we prayed with Yogi, thanked God for allowing us to be there that day, spoke for a minute or two longer, and then said our goodbyes. Goodbyes we thought were final. Goodbye to the great Yogi Berra. At least we thought. Well, that was months ago. And so fitting to Yogi's life, he's still kicking to this day. Fitting to this book, you might say. I think so because just as you will find in this book, as in life, I guess it really ain't over till it's over. Harold Reynolds, Fox Sports. Forward. 2 years ago, Dr. R.T. Kendall asked me to pray for him. His tone and facial expression changed from one of lightheartedness to a more somber, serious one as he voiced his request. There are 5 levels of communication, level 1 being cliché and surface talk, while the highest is level 5, that is, where deep, honest thoughts and private feelings are expressed. In an instant, our conversation moved to a level 5. My friend RT had asked me to pray that I finish well. At the time, I was 50 years old, approximately 30 years his junior. I was humbled by his appeal, yet proud he asked me. After a few seconds, I recognized what precipitated this unusual request. He was looking in his internal rearview mirror and was thankful to God for the rich journey of faith he'd successfully traversed, the joy of being married to his sweetheart Louise for more than 50 years, the 25 years of irreplaceable memories from pastoring the famed Westminster Chapel in London, to his being mentored by the Prince of Preachers, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Each of these priceless experiences, notwithstanding, the other vast ministry accomplishments, provided a beautiful legacy that he did not want foiled by an unwise decision or momentary lapse in judgment in the winter years of his ministry. His successes were also a clear stepping stone for younger ministers like me to walk upon. These treasures had to be safeguarded through prayer. Dr. Kendall's request came from a deep place of introspection. He was looking ahead through the window of his soul to the time in which his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, would call him home. My friend did not want anything up ahead to hinder him from answered prayers, victorious Christian living, and ultimately from finishing well. And true to form, RT is not one to look for slick gimmicks or contemporary tactics devoid of sound orthodoxy or the Holy Spirit's power. Dr. Kendall is a man of prayer, and a man dependent on prayer to secure God's promises, guidance, and strength. Suffice to say, I did not hesitate for a single moment to pray for him, and continue to pray to this day that he finishes well. In fact, I've started...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?